The email from your biggest client hits your inbox at 6:12 a.m. Subject line, contract terminated. Meridian Analytics is a 200-person data firm. That one deal has carried payroll for 3 years. Without it, your finance team's forecast is blunt. You need to cut costs by 30%, or Meridian may not make it through the next 2 quarters. By 9 a.m., you're in the glass-walled conference room. The air smells like burnt coffee and dry erase marker. A spreadsheet glows on the screen, red numbers everywhere. There are two clean options, and both hurt. Lay off 30 people, mostly from the implementation team, the group that helped build Meridian and holds a lot of institutional knowledge. Or cut everyone's pay by 20%, including yours. Almost everyone keeps a job, but every household feels it immediately. Some people may quit anyway. Gavin, your longest-serving director, says layoffs are cleaner. Keep salaries intact for those who stay, protect performance, and give the company a clearer runway. Kira, your CFO, pushes for shared sacrifice. She worries cutting the builders loose will feel like betrayal, and that a solidarity message could preserve trust long enough to win new work. The board expects your recommendation at Friday's meeting. Waiting longer means you burn more cash, and whatever you choose will land on real people fast. What do you recommend?